listening to the Rev Ministries podcast. This podcast is taken from the Rev Landon Schott sermons from his home church and travels around the world. For more resources or information, please check out our website at therev.com or check out our iTunes store.
It's hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. Evil represents the bad things, the wicked things, or the worthless things. The Bible says to abstain from evil, to keep away, to be at a distance, to never let those things too close. We got to stop letting the snakes in the camp. Three ways to keep evil distant from you. Number one is to hear no evil. Isaiah 33 verse 15 says, those who walk righteously speak what is right. Those who reject gain from extortion keep their hands from bribes. They stop their ears against plots of murder. They shut their eyes against the complaints of evil. The righteous speak what is right. I wanted to challenge you tonight to hear no evil. I wanted to challenge you tonight to not let any music come across your iPhone, your iPod, your stereo that you permit, that you allow, that you know to be evil. And I know you just listen to it for the beat. But even the beat is evil. And that is the oldest, lamest, weak sauce church kid thing to say. Is I only listen to it for the beat. I bet the devil is laughing his head off at you every time you say it. Because here's the thing. Just like that awesome spoken word that was given tonight, is you didn't even realize what you were memorizing. Watch this. You can't memorize scripture. You can't pronounce Leviticus, but you know every word from every one of Beyonce's songs. And she's coming far from the days of Destiny Child. I'm a survivor, I'm a Christian, all that nonsense. We're far from that. We're gone. We're long gone. We let way too many snakes in. Straight up demons in. Here's the thing. Listen, not all secular music is evil. You need to know this. Not all secular music is evil. There's a difference between holy and profane, though. There's a difference between artists that mock the righteousness of God, that mock the holiness of God. If all they're singing about is sleeping around, doing things, inappropriate things, drugs, power, money, and fame, if that's the only thing that they're talking about, then what do you think you're going to be attacked with? With the snakes that you let in. Do you hear what I'm saying? You turn on the music and you let them in. And then you can't figure out, how did it bite you? You can't figure out, how did this sin bite you? How did it get to me? I don't understand what happened. And we were just out late, we were just talking, and all of a sudden, how did it get here? You let it in. I want to challenge you to not let evil in that you're entertaining with your ears, what the Bible calls evil. I want to challenge you even further to not listen to conversations that are evil. I want to challenge you fellas in the locker room when guys are talking an absolute fool because they're insecure little turds to walk away. I was in the same locker room bragging about who they've been with, what they've been doing, all that. Look it, they're just going to be bragging about working at Jiffy Lube in the next 10 years. Come on, hear me. But so badly we want acceptance that we stay in the presence of evil rather than walking away. I would encourage you this year to hear no evil. Huh. When you have a soft spirit, you'll get convicted about things that are being even said, even if it doesn't seem evil to other people. But maybe it's just people talking negatively about somebody else. Maybe it's just a little gossip. Maybe it's just a little coarse joking. But the thing is if your spirit is sensitive, if it's soft to the Holy Spirit, this is so important, you're not going to feel God here and not feel God out there. When you feel the presence of God in here, you're going to feel the presence of God out there. And vice versa. When you stop feeling conviction out there, you're going to come in here and not feel anything. Because you're ignoring the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Someone say, hear no evil. Number two, speak no evil. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. You can't control someone else's mouth. You can control your mouth. The Holy Spirit spoke to me, this is about 6 or 7 years ago, and he said, I want you to start fasting talking. And I was like, Lord, are you sure? Me, or did you mean Heather? She talks way more than me. Are you sure, Lord? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, fast talking. And so the longest I ever did was 3 days. But once a week, I would start doing a day that I would not talk. And here's what I found out. Your thoughts are blaring when your mouth is shut. I remember one time I got pulled over. And the police officer, I got on my phone, I started typing. He's like, would you put your phone away? And I held it up and I said, voice situation, can't talk. He's like, is that an iPhone? Where'd you get that? And he let me go. But there's multiple different times that tested my resolve not to talk. But in that season of not talking, the Lord began to teach me the power of my words. One time, Pastor Waylon called me. It was about 5 years ago. I was living in Phoenix at the time and traveling, ministering. And he called me and he said, hey, I was praying for you and the Lord put something in my heart. I really wanted to challenge you to watch your words. I said, did Heather call you? He said, no, I was just praying for you. He said, and Landon, as a prophetic voice, you got to watch everything that you say. And I'm still working on that right now. What I'm learning is this, is there's power in your words. Just like Zach gave in his spoken word. There's power in your words, in the things that you say. And here's the thing, is you don't realize how powerful your words are. I just heard the Holy Spirit speak to me right now. Some of you are hurting your parents and you don't even realize it by the power of your words. I just heard it. You're hurting your parents by the things that you tell them. And the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you that there's power in your words. Wow. I just heard the Holy Spirit again. Some of you are blaming your parents for the dysfunction of your family when it's partly your fault by your words. This isn't to make you feel bad. This is to make you feel good. This is that you can change the dynamic. If you're having a problem with a sibling, you can change it by the power of your words. By starting to speak godliness. The Bible says whatever is holy, whatever is pure, whatever is praiseworthy, these are the things that you should be thinking about. These are the things that you should be saying. Listen, if you shouldn't say it, then don't say it. I want to challenge you. Don't let evil in through your words. Stop cursing yourself with words. Quit saying dumb stuff. I'm fat. I'm ugly. I'm not this. I'm not popular. No one likes me. Quit saying those things. Quit speaking witchcraft over your life. Our family's poor. Stop saying that. Start declaring that your family's blessed. My dad doesn't have a job. My dad doesn't have a job. My dad. Start speaking life. Start declaring God's moving in your life. I had a parent call me. Or she actually emailed me. And she said, Landon, my son's gay. Is he welcome at Elevate? I said, number one, absolutely. Number two, quit calling your son gay. I said, you're a Christian, right? She said, yes. I said, then why would you ever come in agreement with God hasn't spoken over him? I didn't mean to be firm. I didn't mean to be harsh with the mom, but I wanted to be firm. And I want to challenge the parents that are in the room. Do not speak over your child what the Bible doesn't say. Don't speak anything over them that doesn't come in alignment with God's word. Just say they're struggling, but they're on the way through. They're about to get breakthrough. They're entertaining angels. God's speaking to them. God's setting prophets on assignment. God's sending ministering angels to them. They're a moral man. They're a godly man. They're a righteous man. Parents in the room, your kids out of control, start going in their room and warring in the Holy Ghost. Anoint everything and throw their computer out the window. Anoint everything. Start praying. Start believing God. Speak life. Stop allowing snakes to come into your world and bite you and your family and your friends because of your words. You know what the children of Israel are doing? They're complaining against their leadership. This isn't a control, don't touch the Lord's anointed, none of that weirdness. But there needs to be somewhat of a fear of God about how you respond to God's house. Don't get me wrong, there are some jacked up churches and Christians and church folk. There's some messed up people out there. But I don't blame God's house because people act a fool in it. Do you hear me? All churches are the same way. That's like getting a food poisoning. You're like, all restaurants are just evil. They're awful. That's like a dentist hurting you and you're like, I'm never brushing my teeth again. Come on, somebody. Has anyone had a really, really lousy teacher in your life? All teachers are lousy because my kindergarten was stunk, you know. But we do this with churches and it brings devastation. Can I tell you a true story? When my wife was in high school, she was a hellion. She was the life of the party, out drinking, out drink all the guys, got addicted to Oxycontin, had a crazy testimony. And there was a girl who got raised in church. In her freshman year, she was at a church function, and she was in one of those big sumo suits. And someone pushed her over, and she wasn't wearing the helmet. Kevin, make sure people are always wearing helmets. Thanks, Kevin. You're in charge of that from now on. And she fell over and she hit her head on the concrete and she got a concussion. And the family turned around and sued the church for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the church closed down. She got addicted to drugs. She has two babies from two different drug addicts. And she's been in more rehabs than we can count. She's 30 years old. And barely hanging on to life. I wouldn't have sued the church. Hear this. I wouldn't have come against God's house for anything. Hear this. This is where the fear of the Lord needs to come in. The same way, listen, no matter what's going on in a crazy church or crazy Christians, just distance yourself, but don't speak against them. Don't speak against God. Look at, let pastors and leaders come against false teachers and things like that. You know, we'll take on crazies for you. But don't let your words, listen, come against anything. Just don't even be near it. Don't let any snakes get in. Don't let anything get in your heart. You hear what I'm saying tonight? Don't let anything get in your heart that could potentially bite you, your friends, or your family. Don't speak any evil. The third thing, worship team, make your way back to the stage, is see no evil. Matthew 5:29 says, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body be thrown into, finish that for me. Okay, better not to have an Instagram account than have your Instagram account send you to hell. Don't play yet, just hang with me. Listen, looking at something inappropriate on your Instagram is not gonna send you to hell. But here's what will, is all of a sudden it becomes a pattern. It becomes an addiction. It becomes a behavior. It's part of your character. And you cannot look without touching. So then you end up touching yourself or somebody else, and all of a sudden you're bound and ensnared because you got bit by a snake because you had to see how many likes you had. And you don't have the self-control to stay on your page, but all of a sudden you start looking at other people's pages and other pages' tables, and all of a sudden you're looking at evil. Come on, somebody. Or then, girls, what you're doing is you're comparing yourself with someone else. How they look, what people say about them, who likes mine, who likes theirs, why did they say something on mine, how come they commented on theirs and not, come on, somebody, this, it gets crazy quickly. I challenge you, delete it before you're bound in it. Delete it before you're bitten by it. Guard your eyes. Guess what? It doesn't take wisdom. You don't need a sovereign word from God to not go to R-rated comedy. I got this amazing app. It's called Plugged In by Focus on the Family. I feel like you're supposed to say that like a nerd, like Focus on the Family. And I love that app because I love war movies. I'm a guy. I like action stuff. I like blowing things up. That's great. But I don't want to blow it up and see butts. Let me help you. It's not going to help you. I don't want to resist temptation. I don't want to have to take that thought captive. I don't want even in my eyeballs. So I'll look at the app and it tells me it's got four butts. Strip club scene. They're not having coffee at strip clubs. 10, like you start reading this stuff. Some movies have hundreds of swear words. So you pay $20 to listen to evil for 2 hours and you can't even tithe. Hold on. You just paid money for a snake to bite you. Some of you might just need to delete Netflix because you don't have enough self-discipline. I just don't have time to read my Bible. You'll watch an entire series in 3 days.
There's just no time, Pastor. I tried. I just can't do it. I got finals.
Come on, somebody. And you wonder why you date bums. Because you haven't read Proverbs. So wisdom's not in you. So he's like, hey, you're cute. Okay. Come on, hear me. No evil. Now you could play. No evil. Not letting it, watch, get in. Be wise what you're listening to. Be wise what you're saying and allowing to be said around you. If you have an abusive parent at home, look them in the eyeballs and say, Mom or Dad, there's power in your words, and you're killing my spirit. Hey, instead of cussing and slamming doors and acting like an idiot, we've all done that, right? How many idiots do I have in the room? Come on, I'm the only one. Awesome. Me and Brad, who falls off trees. Okay. Instead of when someone hurts you with words, hurting them back, how about you look them in the eyeball and said, you know what, that hurt me. And I don't even know how to respond because I'm angry. But I just want to let you know, your words are hurting me. When Heather looks me in the face and tells me my words are hurting her, I feel like this big. Because I don't want to hurt him. You want to hear the cutest thing in the world? We got the leaders retreat. And Peyton was with us. She travels with me all the time. She's a cheerleader now. She loves it. Go Eagles. She's a worship-leading cheerleader. Has anyone seen the Instagram? Like, my daughter's allowed to have three friends, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So we're at the ministry house, and I got done teaching, and I was talking about Preston being a monster. He's a monster, and you know, then telling the story about Preston, my son. But we're laying in bed together, we're cuddling, and she says, Dad, you can't call Preston a monster in front of people. How would you like it if someone called you a monster? I'm being rebuked by a four-year-old. I said, babe, we just call him a monster. That's our joke. She goes, but that's with our family, not in front of people. I'm like, how old are you? to tell my four-year-old, baby, you're right. We have to protect our brother's reputation, don't we? Don't do it again, Dad, okay? Thank you. You can teach the next leader's retreat. Listen, so much wisdom on a four-year-old little girl. To be careful of the power of our words. Last story, we're almost done. I saw this news report. Horrible, horrific. Don't even like repeating it. In Florida, these people had a pet anaconda. And it got out of the cage. And it ate the family's baby. True story. And at first, it's like horrific. Like a child died. And you're like sick to your stomach. And then after you get past that, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but what comes to my mind was, what possesses you to have a snake in the house around the babies? Wait till they're 10. Wait till they're 12. Wait till they can use a machete. Hear this, hear this. Don't have snakes around the babies. Hear this. Some of you are new in the Lord. You know what we used to describe young Christians? We call them baby Christians. And that's not to insult anyone. It means you're just learning. It means you make mistakes and crap all over yourself. And then your tribe leader's got to pick you and fix it. Listen, listen, hear me. I'm being funny, but listen to me. You can't let snakes in. You can't allow them close to you. Hear this. You can't let them in your house. You can't let them on your phone. You can't let them on your computer. You can't have friends that are venomous around you. You can't have unhealthy friends. You can't be in unhealthy places. You can't be in unhealthy parties. You can't be around things. Listen, you got to be mature enough to know that I got to abstain from evil, from all kinds of evil. Now, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that this, Moses said, we're going to take a rod, and we're going to take a snake, and we're going to put it on it, and we're going to lift it up. And here's what he said. If you look up and look at the snake, everybody who's been bitten, you will be healed. We get that from John 3, verse 13, where the Bible says, no one has ascended into heaven except the one who's descended from heaven, from the Son of Man. Just as Moses would lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man will be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. Hear me tonight. No evil means this, that God has my complete attention. I'm not distracted by other things I hear. My ear is intended to the voice of God. I'm not distracted by things I'm looking at. I'm keeping my eyes, like Pastor Brad said, fixed on Jesus in the boat during pre-service prayer. I'm not distracted by waves of life. I'm not distracted by storms. I'm not distracted by relationships right now. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. I'm not distracted by other people's words because I'm so in tune. Maybe you're so far away from other people's words that you can't be distracted by them. Listen, no evil means this, that you're so focused on your relationship with God. You're so focused on the things of God. You're so focused on the presence of God. Your eyes are on Jesus, and nothing can break your attention from his call and his purpose on your life. Edge students, get down here as fast as you can. Edge students, come up here. Quick, lift your hands very fast. First year, all the way to the front. Make one line, make one line, make one line. Come on, begin to play that, man. Make one line, one line, one line. It's okay, you'll get it in your second year. Come on, get up here. Lift your hands, get in one line. I declare over your life a distraction-free year. I declare over your life, hear no, see no, speak no evil. I declare a year of separation, that you will be focused on one thing and one thing alone, and that is your first primary and only love, the love of God, the love of your presence of God. Father, I pray right now that every single entanglement of the enemy, every snake that has bitten them in the past, I declare in this very moment a supernatural healing is taking place. I pray right now words that have been spoken over them, words of curses, words of negativity, words of death, I declare that it will have no effect. I declare words of life, words of destiny, words of future. I thank you, God, for the ministry that they're called to. I thank you they're standing here, our evangelists and prophets and pastors and media directors. I thank you, God, that there's businessmen and women. They're going to champion the cause of Christ. I thank you, God, that this is a year that there are no distractions. This is a year where they hear from heaven and they know their God. Stand to your feet all over this place. Lift your hands to a holy God. If you would say, Landon, I've let some snakes in. I've been careless with my mouth. I've been careless what I've been listening to. I've been careless with relationships. I've been careless with what I've been looking at. And I want no form of evil in my life. Maybe some of you are bound in sin tonight and you are in desperate need of a Savior. Moses had him look at a snake high and lifted up in the desert as a sign, a symbol of Jesus on the cross that would take away their snake bites. Remember, he said your foot would be on the head of the serpent. Some of you are bound. Some of you are struggling in sin. Edge students, turn around. Tonight, if you say, Landon, I've been bitten by something evil. I've allowed it to come on my phone, my computer, my house, my mind, my words, my thoughts. But I desire to live a life that's pure and holy before you. I desire a relationship with Jesus. I need him in my life. I want you to get out of your seat and come and stand, guys with guys and girls with girls, and come to one of these interns. And these interns are going to pray with you tonight. I know it's out of protocol. It's not normal. But tonight I'm putting a demand on the next year of your life, of what God is going to be doing in your life. Young people, if that's you and you say, I need to get right with God, get out of your seat as fast as you can and come down to this altar and let one of these interns pray with you. Come on.
Thank you for listening to the Rev Ministries podcast. If this message has blessed you, we want to encourage you to share it with a friend. For more information about this ministry and how you can make a difference by financially supporting us, please visit our website at therev.com. For full-length sermons and episodes on audio or video, please visit us at therev.com or search for us on iTunes.